A Nation Interrupted, an alternate history novel. Written by Kevin MacDonald. Narrated by Dylan Walker. Prologue. The year is 1862, in a world that very nearly was. And one of the most unsettling what-if reversals to American history. The Union Army is overrun at the Battle of Antietam. Left with no alternative, President Lincoln surrenders, and the Confederate States of America becomes an independent nation. It's a tragic twist that will produce dire, far-reaching ramifications. As the divided American nations move into the 20th century, slavery has long since been abolished. But in the summer of 1941, America faces another challenge, an existential challenge. Almost a century after the Civil War, the disastrous consequences of the Union defeat are threatening freedom on both sides of the Atlantic. The Second World War represents the defining event of the 20th century. History dictates the United States must play the decisive role in defeating Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. But that history is no longer intact. America has been divided into two nations, and the resulting shift in global power has altered the course of the conflict, bringing all of North America and Western Europe to the brink of annihilation. In the spring of 1945, as the Nazis are preparing to deliver the final blow, a young academic and a small elite group of American airmen are about to determine the fate of the world. Freedom's very survival is coming down to one last-ditch mission.
Chapter 1. 13 September, 1862, 4 days before the Battle of Antietam. On this hazy morning in late summer, Barton Mitchell and his fellow Union soldiers temporarily halted to rest in a meadow. Mitchell, a corporal in the 27th Indiana Infantry Regiment, was about to begin a chain of events that would ultimately determine the fate of a nation that, up until this crucial moment in history, had been destined to become the most powerful on Earth. Recently, the sight of a Confederate encampment, the meadow in which the war-weary corporal lay sprawled, was a day's march south of Frederick, Maryland. The grass, littered with refuse left behind by a retreating regiment of South Carolinians, was still wet from the morning dew. As he tried to rest with his Springfield musket lying across his chest, Corporal Mitchell felt something pressing against the small of his back. Using his left hand to balance his musket above the ground, he rolled onto his left hip and elbow. Mitchell reached behind his back with his right hand and removed the source of his discomfort. 3 Carolina tobacco cigars, bundled and wrapped in a soggy envelope. Energized by his good fortune, the corporal immediately sat up, placed his weapon on his lap, and unwrapped his prize. Discarding the envelope, Mitchell was pleased to find that all 3 of the stogies were still dry and intact. Offering one to his sergeant, who was reclining several feet away, Mitchell sprang to one knee. He rested the musket on his other knee and began rummaging through his pack, searching for his tin of matches. Sergeant John Bloss was happy to accept his junior benefactor's offer as he tucked the cigar into his woolen uniform jacket, faded and tattered from 18 months of continuous wear. Bloss, however, was not so quick as Mitchell to dismiss the tobacco-stained envelope that had come to rest in the grass next to where he was leaning back on his elbows. Sitting up, Bloss surveyed the object of his curiosity. There was writing on it, but the morning dew had blotted out the ink, making it unreadable. The veteran sergeant was vexed by his corporal's apparent lack of interest in the sealed envelope. Casting a look of mild disdain toward Mitchell, still preoccupied with finding his matches, Bloss retrieved it himself. Removing the bayonet from his musket, he used it to slit the lengthwise edge of the envelope. As he removed several folded sheets of paper, Bloss was surprised to discover they were relatively dry. The ink had partially bled through the opposing sides of the pages, but the text was still legible. As he began to study the freshly penned script in Special Order 191, Sergeant Bloss could barely
Sample complete. Ready to continue?